Tafshin Ein Beis, Rav David Zilkin, Tanit HaTorah Ela La'Ochlei Hamon.
Morning, Chazal tell us, Lo'Nit HaTorah Ela La'Ochlei Hamon, it's a Mechiltim, Shalach. There's various lessons we can learn, that means part of our chonah for Kabbalah Tatira to understand what's behind this memra. And also there's, we'll see later, there's a chazal which connects Oymer, and perhaps even Sfiris Oymer to the Mon. Very interesting medrash that says that the shear of how much the Mon was a Oymer l'gugolos. Medrash says that Rebbeinu says, I give every single person a Oymer every day, and all I ask you once a year is to give me back a Oymer. One Oymer of Sa'irim, which is Kamat Machal Behema. Let's see, we're going to see two Inyonim, which we're going to see, which is Negea to Achilles Mon. Maybe it'll be a stickle of help in Achon Kabbalah Tatira. There's a very interesting Gemara in Yumo. Famous Gemara, and the Gemara discusses the Mon. The Gemara says, it says a pasuk in Tehillim, Lechem Abirim Ochal Ish. What's a Lechem Abirim? That's talking about the Mon. So the Gemara says it's Melechem of Malachi Ashoris. The Gemara has difficulty with that. Malachi Ashoris don't eat Lechem. So then the Gemara says, no, you have to read it Lechem of Evorim. Lechem Evorim Ochal Ish. What does that mean? So the Gemara says, it's lechem which was nivla in the 248 evorim of a person. A person would eat the mon and it would become consumed in his evorim. And the Gemara says, that's the word, it says the interesting word by mon, it says mechuspos. If you take out the vov, the Gemara says, it comes out 248. So the Gemara asks a very interesting question. The Gemara asks, if that's true, that means it was nivla by evorim, there was no waste. So the Gemara asks, if so, why does it say there is a sivui, the yoset tielecha alazonecha, there was a special halacha to keep the machane kodesh, and they weren't allowed to have any waste lying around, and they had to have special kelim for that, to make sure there was, after the Gemara, there was nothing to talk about. After the Gemara, that, even what they ate, there was no waste, that's what the Gemara is asking. After the Gemara, chidish, that, sorry? Yeah, but that, no, but it means, obviously, the Gemara understands that this is talking about waste from the human body, not just any waste. So the Gemara is saying, Gemara says that they used to see Tagri Umas Olam, who were people who used to be Sochim, used to come past and used to sell their wares, and that was what they ate. They could have eaten fruit and other things, and that Taka wasn't the Mon, and that may have caused them to need this V'yosad Tilechem Alazonechem. The Rishonim actually asked a very interesting question. The Gemara before in Yuma says that Moshe Rabbeinu, there's a whole Shaila, says in the end of Mishpatim that there were 6 days that Moshe was covered with the onon. There's a whole shining more when that was. Was it before Matan Torah or was it after Matan Torah? It's a Machlokes Tanoim. And one of the Tanoim holds that it was before. He had to go into this cloud and he didn't eat anything for all these days. And the Gemara says the reason why, one Dalam Abbas, according to Rav Nosson, Ela Lamarik Achila Vishtiya Shibimeo, Lesumoi Kamalach Hasharis. Before Moshe Rabbeinu could speak and receive the Torah from the Shechina, he had to be like a Malach Hasharis. So for all these days, he wasn't allowed to eat anything, in order that he should be almost like an angel, he'd have no food inside him, no waste, nothing. So the Rishonim asked the question, if the Gemara in here tells us that he was like a Malach HaShoris, he was somebody who had soya inside him, everything was nivra b'yavorim, and they were already eating mon. They ate mon, the matzah only lasted them, the kamashit is only for 1 month, and then they start eating mon. So Moshe Rabbeinu is already eating mon. So why does he have to be make himself a lamnach asharis? So the Tosfos Rosh has a chiddush that Moshe Rabbeinu, in case he'd eaten from these things which the Tagri Umas Ha'olam had given him, which is a chiddush that Moshe Rabbeinu would want to eat these things. But that's
what happened.
The first one is Ayin Heil Mabes, and the second one is Dalam Mabes. The Chaznish comes along over here. Very interesting halacha which he tries to bring out of here. It's a very interesting point. Chaznish asks us the following shaila in Erechaim. He says, when we know there's halacha, somebody eats, and he eats bread, then he's got sheer ikkel till he makes Birch Samad. 72 minutes. So the Chazanish, what's the pshat in that? Is the pshat that the main part of Birch Samad is the fact that somebody's feeling full, he's feeling that. So then, that lasts a certain amount of time, that's why he made Birch Samad. Or he says the main thing is the achila, that's what's machai Birch Samad. The only thing is, it has to have a, normally you do a mice, it's finished, but here, seeing as he still feels full from the achila, so it continues. You know, the eating sort of has a hemshech. And actually, Kivega already declared this shayla. He has a famous shayla with the cotton, who eats, he starts his bar mitzvah suda before nacht, he eats, and after nacht he's still feeling full, does he have to make a bit, can he join him as woman? If you got a chiv, with them on. Says the Chazanish, a pellet of gazach. He says he's got a raya from this Gemara. Because it says in Gemara in Brachas Daf Mem Ches that Moshe Rabbeinu was masakin that they should say Birch Hamazon on the Mon. And here the Gemara says the Chazanish is that it completely disappeared. It was Nivla Be'evorim. So they weren't feeling full. If they're not feeling full, so how can you make a Hamazon? Elamai, the ikka is to do a Maisa Achila. And that's why you make Birch Hamazon. And normally you've got time to make it because you're still feeling full. So you say it stretches on. So you're touching on a point over here. So this is what the Chazanish understood. He answered Nivli Be'evorim in some sort of he ate it, and it like the Gemara, like the Torah says, it was nomes after when it came the shemesh in the morning. Didn't eat it, so it sort of just evaporated in Be'evorim. So the Chazanish mekayach them, he wants to be mechadash that the main thing of the Samozin is taka the eating. Yeah, that's what he wants to say, and that's why he's got machleis with the Magen Avraham. What about Reach? There's a shayla whether you make a brocha achrin on Reach. So the Magen Avraham says you don't make a brocha because the hanor disappears. Says the Chazanish, that wouldn't be a reason, because by mon as well it disappeared, and they still made a brocha on that. Elamai, Reach is like the Rishonim say, because it's not a zovachosh, if you don't make a brocha achrin. The Anigeli in Yonenu, very interesting. So you've mentioned over here, who said it was Nivla like that? L'chira, I'll bring you a raya that l'chira not like the Chazanish. There's a very interesting Chaim Balozhin in Ruach Chaim, very interesting. He says, fascinating thing about eating, generally. He says, the truth is, every time a person eats a machal, it's made up of three components. It's got a chelik haruchni, a chelik hagashmi, and it's got the chelik which you can't do anything. It's got chelik ra, which the guf gets nothing from. The chelik haruchni says, everything that Rabbeinu Shem creates is the Dvar Hashem. Everything is surrounding the Dvar Hashem. Every time the Rebbein Shem spoke, there was a new Bria. So every mouth has got a Dvar Hashem. Ki al moitzi pi Hashem yichya odom. So he says the Chiddush, the Neshama gets some sort of modern Ruchni when a person eats a machal, as long as you make a bracha, like you should do. Then you've got the Chelik, which is made in the goof, all the vitamins and things that we need. And then there's the Chelik, which is no use to us. Says the Ruach Chaim, a Chiddush, that by Odom Arishon, before the Chet, there was no waste. Everything he ate was good. It was ruchnis, and the gashmis was perfect. The calcium and the minerals, all that went into the goof, and there was nothing, there was no leftovers. What happened? But then he did the chet. What was the chet? That's famous as all the Sorim say, the Nefesh Chaim's Marachit. He took ra, and he mixed it in to the toiv. But open that, there's a whole mixture of ra and toiv. Says the Ruach Chaim that happened in the whole Bria. It became a whole jumble, everything became mixed up round, right? And now every machal has in it, it's got ra as well, and therefore a person when he eats, there's going to be a chelik, which is no use to him, and the guf has to get rid of that. That's what the Ruach Chaim says. Says the Ruach Chaim, the same idea, so two chidushim. First of all, the same idea, he says, we find that by mom. So the reason why there was no waste by mom, not because there was a net, he says, because ra doesn't come from Shemaim only comes toiv. So it had the chelik aruchni and it had the chelik agashmi, which was useful. But there's not going to be a chelik which you can't use. And he said another chiddush. He said when a person ate korbanos, the same thing was true. A person who brings a korban and puts the emurim on his bech and he's mekadosh the whole korban, max the korban. When one puts emurim on his bech, the whole korban becomes cleansed, so to say, of the ra. And he wants to say a chiddush, and there was no waste when a kohen ate a proper korban brought like that, there was no, this was a pellet. Which the chayyah is very shver, and what's his raya? He's got a mode bigger raya he's got. He brings a raya from his Gemara, because the Gemara says that, how come they needed a yosef al tiyah al-fal of mech, because they only ate mom? So the Gemara has to say they bought payers from those people going past the goyim who were travelling the wayfarers. But says the Ruach Chaim, why do you have to say that? They were allowed to eat shlomim. It's, of course, they were allowed to eat meat. They had to bring it to the Mishkan, but they were allowed to eat meat. So what's the question? They all had plenty of animals. They went out with all their bokeh and soin. So what's the problem? Elomai says the Ruachem, a Chiddush, that no, if they would have eaten the Shlamim, they also wouldn't have needed this Yosef, because it's also like the money, also with Nivla Bevor. But there's questions on this Ruachem, because that's Lekuli Alma, that Tzviva Ayol, a Chaya, if they had a Chaya, or a deer, or any of these animals, which is not roed to be a korban, that they were allowed to eat. And there's other tastes in Yevamos, which Shemashma, what about the Arenim, were they allowed to eat meat? And what about a korban which has a mum, which you can't bring as a korban? There are various problems, but this is the Ruach Chaim Chiddush. So if so, the Chora, sorry? It wasn't about going to war. The Shiloh was, what were they allowed to eat? Were they allowed to eat meat without bringing a korban? It tastes in Yevamos, there's a taste in the Oro which says they were. So now coming back to the mom. If that's true, lechora, there's no reason to say that the mom just disappeared inside the Evorim. The pshat is, there was no chelik ra, just like the goof today, and lechora in the time of Odin Rishon, that every person that eats a food, it's made up of vitamins, calcium, the body has to break it down and pass it around, in all they're doing, nobody wants calcium in the brain. They want everything, so the goof's got to break it down and send everything. So that's a normal digestive system. There's no rat. There's no chelik which is not needed. Every chelik is needed. But there's no reason to assume that a person's not going to feel satisfied. He's eating like normal. It's just that every part is used. And the chelik is arrived from the posuk. I've got a chumash here, but if you look in the posuk, it says clearly by the mom, it says a loshen, lechem isboya, it says a loshen claw, that belailo lechem isboya baboike. If you look in the loshen posuk twice, it says a loshen clearly in the posuk, lechem isboya. The chelik is they felt satisfied. The pashas has been well satisfied. L'chaira, if that's true, then there's no raya to the Chazanish's chiddush that achila alone without tzviya would be something which would be mechayiv to eat. That's about my mamuzgan. But the obviously the lesson that Nefesh HaChaim takes out of it is that eating, we take eating as lightly, something we have to do. He says no, that's, he's talking about the Mishnah. He's talking about the Mishnah that Shlosha Ochlu. And you don't talk Divrei Torah. It says eating can become a chelik of the avod of a person, where a person can realize that when he's eating, he's actually, there's a chelik aruchni as well, and there's even a chelik agashmi. He can be malet, he can make sure he's eating with a tachlis, and that could be a chelik of the in Midbar Sinai, the Klal Yisrael only ate mom, that was takah agris madrega, where there was kulu toiv. But the if you look there in the Ruach Chaim, he talks that every person, if he eats and he talks Divrei Torah and he makes his eating into a chelik of the avod of Hashem, then he can bring it up from a level of basic human consumption, and he can make it into Avodas Hashem. Which is, obviously, madrigas, but every person can see what is shared to him. But there's a very, another interesting lesson that we can learn from the Mon, as we mentioned before. The Chora is that we know there's a Sviras Ha'omer, we're in the middle of Sviras Ha'omer. The question is, why do we call it Sviras Ha'omer? Okay, so we know we count from the Korban Ha'omer. We count from the Korban Ha'omer, and that's where we count out the Shulis. But why do we call it Sviras Ha'omer? Killer, the whole Svira has something. We made part of the Svira, so what your way to Manzor? Maybe it's called Svira Le Matan Zor. Why Sviras Ha'omer? Or Sviras Shvuz? So we mentioned before, there's a very interesting Medrash. The Medrash says that the Rebbein Shem says, I gave you Ha'omer every day in the Midbar. You too. Once a year, l'chol ha'pachos, bring me sa'orim, and one oim of sa'orim for everybody, one sa'orim, and that's it, you're yotze with them. So it seems that there's some connection here between the oimer and the mon. So what's the connection? Very interesting, we find also that the korban oimer is very, very choshev a korban. The Medrash lists out all the times in Klal Yisrael where the oimer was the thing that saved Klal Yisrael. The most famous one was with Modcha, and Homon came to see Moth was teaching the children, he was teaching about Korban Ha'omer. It's one of the things the Medrash says, well, what's so special about a little Korban Ha'omer, a few Sa'orim, why is that listed as one of the main Korbanos? Well, what's in it? So, it could be the Pshat Tazoi, that what is Tez Zayin, what is Tez Zayin, the first day of the Ha'omer, the Gemara in Kiddushin tells us, in Daf Lamed Ches, that Moshe Rabbeinu died on Zayin Adar. And that's when the mom stopped. And then they were going into Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says they never had anything to eat. And the mom that they had from then sustained them all the way up, says the Gemara, till Tes Zayin Nissan. Tes Zayin Nissan was the first day that they actually brought, that they ate me towards the Oretz. That was the first time when they actually came into the land and they had what to eat. Now Tes Zayin Nissan is the day when we bring the Korban Na'oma. That's the day when we bring the Korban Na'oma. So again, that's the link. When you finish with Mon, you go straight into the Na'oma. So the Beis Yosef says that the connection here is like this. He says the connection is that till now Klal Yisrael be living in the Midbar, they've been living out there at Ness. The Beis Yosef every day come out to open the door, instead of having just a pint of milk out there, you'd have your daily bread and everything that needed with it. Mamish Nissim, Shalika Darach HaTeva Bakal, Mamish, open Nissim. Now they're going into Eretz Yisrael, and now the work starts. Now they've got to plow land, they've got to plant, they've got to go into business, they've got to make a living, they've got to live. The problem is, once we start getting involved in what looks like Derech HaTeva, the person can get lost in it. He thinks, after a while, this is all my own work, and then he starts believing in himself, and he gets completely involved in his work, and he completely forgets that really the Rebbeinu Shlomo is the one who's doing everything. And that is the lesson of the Korban Na'oma. On that day when you start eating the Na'oma, don't forget that you're really Oichle Amon. Like we find that Rashi tells us, Chazal tell us, that there was a mitzvah to put the Tzinsenes Amon inside the Oren. And when people say we can't learn Torah because we haven't got Panosa, there was a time when they were supposed to take out this Tzinsenes Amon and show them, look what Klal Yisrael lived on, the Rebbeinu Shlomo can provide. You can provide, you have to do your shtadlus, you have to make sure, but you can provide. Don't say you can't live, you can't learn Torah. Of course you can learn Torah. So the same idea is connected over here. A person's going into the situation where he now has to plow the land, he has to make a living, he has to do the things himself, he's not living on the Nitzim anymore. But the Korban Na'oma is, don't forget that I gave you an Oma, every person got his own Oma, so you just give me one and remind yourself of the fact that Rebbeinu Shlomo was the one who was always providing, and he always will provide for you. Oh. So how can we connect this with, with Sfiras Oma? The very interesting Ramban in Parshas Bo, famous Ramban in the end of Parshas Bo, where the Ramban says that min anisim agdoyim avtisomim odom moedev anisim anistoyim. It's true, we're busy with the spectacular nisim, the nisim of Mitzrayim, which were amazing, but the Ramban says that's not the main tachlis. Person can remain with those nisim, wow, I saw Dam Tzvadea, I saw Makos Bechoris, but he can remain exactly the same. Now, a void of a person is that when he sees the great nisim that the Rebbeinu Shlomo did, he's then got to apply that to his own life and realize that everything is nisim. What does that mean, everything nisim? If you look at the Ramban clearly, what he needs to say is that the Rebbeinu Shlomo is mashkiach and every single person can feed his ma'isim. Pashas the Ramban talking about Ayid, as the Ramban says, a person who deserves this, everything that happens is min exam and hashamayim. There's no such thing as somebody banging himself or tripping over and punk. There's no such thing. Every single thing is ordained from Shemayim, even if we can't see it, we might not be able to see it. Hakol b'gzeiris elyon, im yasa mitzvah, yatzlichen l'schora, im yavrenu, yachusen ontrei, every single thing, that's the mun of the yid, ashkach ha-pratis, even though it's difficult to see, it says the Ramban, that's the tachlis that we're supposed to, once we see that Rebbeinu Shlomo is doing everything, and can do anything, and change over everything, which is nisim gilui, which is, the Ramban says, which uses the Shem Hashem, yudkei vovkei, he completely changes things, makes water into dam. Then we have to apply that to our own lives and realize that Rebbeinu Shlomo is doing everything here as well. Moreover, the Ramban says it's not just a matter of Rebbeinu Shlomo is doing everything. Says the Ramban, it's chava einish. That's his nusach. That means that what he means to say is that everything that happens to us is kafi our maisa. We are literally controlling what's going on to us. If we act in this way, then Rebbeinu Shlomo acts opposite the same way to us. We are controlling what's going on, and everything's chava einish. If that's the case, maybe we can understand the idea of what Sfiras Ha'Ema is and how it works out. We work out the sequence of events. Seder Banacht, we are sitting, and we're recounting the great nisim that the Rebbeinu Shlomo does. And we're talking this ball, the Rebbeinu Shlomo did all these great nisim, Makos Bechoris, Kriyas Yam Tov. But what's next? What's the next stage? Where do I take this? Says the Ramban in Parshas Bo, the next stage is to take it down to your personal life and take it down to realize that not just the greatness and everything that Rebbeinu Shlomo is doing. Everything that happens to me is kli hashgacha pratis. How do I see that? How do I work on that? By being busy with the oimah. That is the message of the Korban HaOmer. What's the message of the Korban HaOmer we just said? That when you're planting the land, you think you're doing it all yourself, don't forget the mom. It's fighting the Rebbeinu Shlomo. That could be the sequence of events. Straight from Seder Banacht, the next night, we're already starting in Eretz Yisrael, we don't have another Seder. The next night, go straight into Omer and get that message across. And that could be the sequence of events. That's why we go from Tezlan, it feels very nice, and Tezlan Nissan is going directly into this musical that Rambam's telling us. Why the Achon al Kabbalah Satira? If you look carefully in the Lashon Rambam, and Rambam says, Ein la odom chelek b'teiras Moshe. That's the Lashon. Ad shenamin shechol vareinu mikreinu kulam nisim emayim teva. Lashon Rambam is a person, a chelek of the emunah of Klal Yisrael, to be able to receive the Torah, a person has to have this emunah, which means a person has to realize that Torah is not just a set of rules and you get schav onus one day. Torah is going to control every aspect of your life. If you keep the Torah, your life is going to be like this. Obviously, we can't understand everything Tzadik V'raloi and these ideas. But generally speaking, the Rambam is telling us that everything is going to be working in tandem with how we're going to be keeping the mitzvahs. So, says the Rambam, Ein la'ovel chelev Torah z'meisha ad shenam hov migrenu mikrenu shekulim mitzin, ein b'yam teva. So it could be, this is a chelev, that's why we need to be counting the Omer up to Matan Torah. Of course, Sira is a chelev of Matan Torah. Is counting up like all the Rosheim say, it's preparing us for Matan Torah. But if we're going to take, why are we counting from the Omer? Because we've got to take that lesson with us. We've got to realize that in order to be able to come to the Torah, I've got to realize that the Rosheim is the one who could be in control, and he's going to act like the our mighty, and then we're ready to be in control. If we're not ready to do that, then we ain't laying in chelik with Tehus Meshla, the Rambam says. And that fits very nicely, because the Mon, apart from the fact that the Mon was a nest, and the Rosheim provided Lechem in Hashemayim, it has another aspect to it. That the mon was chav einish. Everybody knows that if somebody did a chet and he opened his door the next morning, the mon's not there. So it's not, he had to go out here. Sometimes he had to go even further. A rosh had to go very far till he found his mon. A tzaddik was right there. So you see this aspect, not only was there a nes in mon, but there was this aspect of the mon that it was a chav einish, that the rabbanim should say, if you're acting this way, I'm going to deal with you this way. And that lesson we can take straight into the Omer to realize that the Rebbeinu Shlomo is dealing with us in this way. And with that, we can work out to Kabbalah Satira, and the Rebbeinu Shlomo Taka should be Mezakas to have this, to see these Nisim, these Torim, as the Ramban says, and to have a Richtig Kabbalah Satira.